And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, this is the one we call Alabama. Y'all, I'm saying, we send this show like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers some major ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a massive swath of our listening area. You can find them any number of places. Like they're in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala. They got five locations around the Birmingham area. I think the two newest ones are Chelsea and Hoover. And folks, they're open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week. They'll take all ages, like pediatric to geriatric. Southern Immediate Care. You need help on a Saturday morning, they're there for you. They'll take walk-ins. You can also call and make an appointment. You can get your shots. You can have your x-rays right there on the spot. Southern Immediate Care, this is who I use personally. And I do not just use them because they advertise. I've been using them a lot longer than that. In fact, they advertise because I asked them to after I started using them. So, yeah, I know the guy that owns the chain. He's a true right side ruffian. And I think you'll enjoy the experience if you have to have medical attention. Southern Immediate Care. Look them up online. Find the location nearest to you. And then do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, I'm doing this section called Cultural Right. I got a ton of texts. I'll get back to those here in a minute. It's amazing to me what is just allowed to happen. It's a rot. And you look at some of the things that are just like first world ridiculousness, like renaming birds because the names of the birds may be deemed by some to be offensive. Shut up. Those are the people that need cry rooms, Boomer.
They do.
If you live your life offended, I'm just going off on a moment here. If you live your life so offended that a bird was named after somebody who in a different era in history did something you didn't approve of, maybe you just live offended, period. Maybe you just look for reasons to be offended. Maybe you're just an awful person. Maybe you're just somebody who's so easily triggered that you're not much of a benefit to society. I'm just questioning why you would feel that way. It's a bird. Well, it's called the McCown's Longspur. What does that even mean? Well, I think this McCown guy, nobody knows that. Get over yourself. How about this? There's other forms of cultural rot. Like what's going on in some of the major cities with crime? Well, here's an idea. Get tougher on crime, upfund your police, and enforce the actual laws. That's a novel idea. Phil, how do we do that? Well, you get tough on crime, upfund the police, and you enforce the laws. That's how you do it. Those are the things. Well, in D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is trying to figure out how to handle crime because she doesn't know anything about getting tough on crime, upfunding the police, and just enforcing criminal laws. So what's she going to do? Well, using taxpayer dollars, you may find this interesting. Using taxpayer dollars, Mayor Muriel Bowser has started a pilot program to give drivers a tracking device to attach to their cars so they can find their vehicle if it gets stolen. I'll tell you what, it's a novel approach. I'll give her that. The tags, it says, will be given to residents in six of the city's most vehicle theft-prone areas. How about this? Upfund the police, get tough on crime, enforce the laws. It says the tags will be given to residents in six of the city's most vehicle theft-prone areas. Installed inside the car, trackable via an app on the owner's phone, the mayor's office said in a press release. Because they're so proud. We can't stop crime. Why don't you upfund the police and, enforce the laws? It's cool. Auto thefts in D.C. have increased. How much do you think, Boomer? How much this year? Just since last year, how much has the increase been?
Where?
D.C.
Let's go. Increase by 20%? Is that all?
101%. 101% since last year.
I was way off.
5,916 cars have been stolen since January. Story came out yesterday. So you still got another month to go. 2 months.
Wow.
2 months to go. Violent crime in the city has increased by 41%, but that's okay. We're going to give you a tracker so when your car gets stolen, because we won't upfund the police or enforce the laws. Anyway, Cultural rot. How about this one? This one really ought to make you mad. Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. A martial arts organization announced a change to its rules after female competitors were forced to compete against trans-identifying men. And by the way, they weren't told ahead of time. They didn't know because there was no check the block kind of thing on the signing up. You just signed up for the women's event or the men's event. And then you showed up to see who you were competing against. One woman named Jaden Alexander said she was left in tears after fighting a biological male at an event in July. She pulled out of the competition after being left devastated. She says, the simple fact of the matter is that men signing up to do a combat sport to fight women is absolutely unacceptable. It was horrible and scary. I was in fight or flight mode. We don't deserve to have to self-exclude ourselves from competitions to avoid fighting men. She makes her points very well. Well, the North American Grappling Association, Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh.
The North American Grappling Association says it revised its rules after female athletes backed out. Oh, okay. What did they do, pray tell? Well, in an effort not to offend anybody, it says the new rules from the organization state that the trans-identifying men can only compete against biological men. Male to female transgender athletes who have gone through male puberty are excluded from female competition. So the urge there is to make sure you transition your child early, catch them before puberty, then they can compete. That's what just happened when you read it. It says, we hope the simplicity of this revised policy will help to avoid any future occurrences. The simplicity? Have you been through? Now the checklist is going to go, oh, I'm sorry. You appear to have a hairy chest. Have you gone through puberty? I'm sorry. You appear to have a very deep voice and an Adam's apple. Have you gone through puberty? This is ridiculous. Just say, how were you born? Oh, you're a dude. All right, you're dudes over here, chicks over there. Everybody, go. All right, last couple. I'll tell you what. Let me just turn to the text lines. Oh, those are wearing me out, man. Text lines. Let me see what I got over here. Rose Ellen from Harvest, we appreciate you. Boomer and I were having a major crack up earlier about the renaming of the birds. And she says, you and Boomer are killing me with the renaming of the birds. Bye-bye, Blackbird, she says. Brian from Huntsville says about that. He says, Audubon is surely rolling over in his grave now over your last segment. I would imagine so, and rightfully so. Kenny from Huntsville. The tension between Israel and the Muslims will never be lifted until mainstream Muslims, Sunni and Shiite, condemn terrorism and embrace the existence of Israel. Well, you're absolutely right. He says professors, me included, have always bent themselves into pretzels to say that Islam is a religion of peace. It is clear that it's not. Kenny of Huntsville. Brian from Decatur. Why is this stuff not named and treated for what it is? Pedophilia. Talk about the libraries. I don't disagree with that. Mm. I mean, if you're trying to groom your own kids to understand how sex acts work, that's called grooming, and that's pedophilia. Mike from Athens, do you think Crayola will do away with the? Do they have a crayon called the Negro crayon? I've never seen that. They do? I don't.
Maybe.
Okay.
Actually, maybe.
You know what?
Maybe.
I don't know. Jeremy from Huntsville, we have the Motion Picture Association of America video. We have the. I don't know what we're saying here. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I just don't know what you're telling me, brother. It's like not coming through well. Thomas from Athens says, regarding library cultural rot promoted by American Library Association with several states, except Alabama, due to cumbersome processes, perhaps Elizabeth's nationwide organization can get citizens' funding donated to establish a clean.org. Okay, Thomas, I think I know what you're saying. You're saying maybe people get busy and do stuff, and I agree. Steve from Hoover, somebody ought to just form a group to go and check out and go home and destroy them. I don't think we want to encourage the book burning, Steve. So don't be stealing library books and taking them home and burning them. That's not good for the conservative image. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. Priscilla from Hartzell, just getting to tune in. Are you going to talk about the transgender Baptist preacher mayor in Smith Station? Yeah, that's a wacky story, and it got wackier. A new story just came out in 1819. So if you're not familiar with this, 1819 News broke a story. It's both sad and kind of disgusting all at the same time. And by the way, it's admitted. It's not like a rumor or somebody is saying that the mayor of Smith Station, a little community down there near Auburn, The mayor of Smith Station is also, by the way, a full-time Baptist pastor. First Baptist of, was it Opelika? I'm not sure. But anyway, one of the churches down there. And it turns out that he's got a transgender hobby. He likes to dress in drag very provocatively and do things online and post stories that he writes that are some would consider to be erotica. And he claims it's a stress release. So he has not denied it. When 1819 found out about it, they wrote a story. He apparently was having a freak out that they would write the story. But he says it's all a stress release. And then he had the comment. He said, what I do in my private life does not affect my holy life. I got news. It affects everything about your so-called holy life. And you can't go down those roads and then expect your spiritual life not to be impacted by it. It's a mess. It's a messy story. And it got worse because 1819 broke another piece of it today, where apparently he was writing all kinds of, let's just call it, fictional things that were basically like his fantasies written out and just got weirder and weirder and weirder. So a very sad story, very messed up story all at one time. Ken from Harvest changing the storyline. Listening to Boomer's rant about librarians reminded me of his line in the Pink Floyd song, "Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone." Another brick in the wall, baby. Jeff from Indiana, hard to compete with Lee. She's the best, I hope. So the best I can hope for is salutatorian. Oh, he's talking about the grades today. You know Lee's going to win. That's going to happen. And then John from Huntsville just texted in and says, "Boomer, you get an A-. That's all he says. I don't know where the rest of it is.
It's all right. I got an A- today.
You got an A-, but we're like, you got 15 minutes left. Throw some sound effects
I'm just going to start pushing all the sound effects buttons.
Nice. Well, right now, push the go to a break button. All right, we're going to take a break right now, you guys. We're in go home mode. I know you are. You're on the roads. We had an earlier in the listening area, we had an accident with an 18-wheeler on the causeway going into Decatur. So check your Waze or whatever you use and double check your go home times and your routes. In the meantime, y'all stay tuned. 15 minutes left. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm just saying, making common sense like a superpower. I'll tell you who else has a lot of common sense, like good common sense, is my friends over at ZLA Solutions. I say that, my friends, because they actually are. I know these folks personally. I trust them. I trust the way they work and what they do. ZLA Solutions, their job in life, their mission in life is to help you make your business better. They can step in there, help you plan for things, quality control, sorting and containment, logistics, warehousing, stuff like that. But y'all, their big ticket item has always been, and still to this day is, staffing. So if you need help finding people, they can do it for you. And not just getting them on board, they can help recruit them. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. ZLA Solutions, they'll find you the onesies and twosies with hard-to-find niche sort of skills, or they can get you a whole shift of people. Doesn't matter what industry, automotive, manufacturing, hospitals, food service, you name it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. ZLA Solutions, man, they can do all that. And they're there waiting for you to give them a call. Just check out their website. It's ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it right here on Right Side Radio. By the way, we just had some breaking news. Many thanks to, I believe it was Brandon from Athens. He did, just gave me the heads up and I went and pulled the story. And sure enough, it looks like it was just announced that, the next GOP presidential debate is going to be right here in Alabama in Tuscaloosa at the University of Alabama. So that's cool. Scheduled right now for December 6th. WHNT Channel 19 News has put it out. It says a fourth Republican presidential debate has been set for next month. Heightened polling requirements that could make the stage less crowded than before. In a memo sent out to the campaigns on Friday and obtained by the AP, Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel said the fourth debate would take place December 6th in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And to make the stage, you got to have at least 6% of the polling in two major polls, and 6% in at least one poll from two separate early voting states. They're making it kind of tight. That's going to be a more lively debate. We'll see if Trump comes to that one. But nonetheless, there we are. December 6th, presidential debate, University of Alabama. Looking forward to it. There's my next live remote.
That was exactly what I was about to say. Maybe you should remote there.
Ha-ha. I'm just saying.
That would be pretty cool.
Might be a thing. By the way, a portion of Highway 31 going into Decatur is apparently just a total mess right now. It's a parking lot. If you have to get into Decatur and there's an alternate route for you, I would take it. Because right now, Highway 31, the causeway going into Decatur, closed due to an 18-wheeler's wreck. And it's a complete mess, and that's still active right now. Brandy from Athens updating, too, that 565 is also a mess. So, man, the northern part of our listening area is struggling right now. So be careful on the roads, and Casey from Casey Junebug from Hartzell clarified for me it was not First Baptist of Opelika where that guy was from a minute ago. It's First Baptist of Phoenix City. So there's that. JT Lacey Springs, offended by bird names? No doubt you have migrated to being a turd salad. Have a great War Eagle Roll Tide weekend, he says. And then John from Huntsville clarifying his grades. Boomer, you got an A- today because he wanted some home fry sound effects and you didn't give me any. Phil, you also get an A- for not completing the triple dipper, which means today's co-winners are Elizabeth and Lee with A double pluses. He's so biased to for the women. He says, Boomer, I hope McQueen makes a full recovery from today's dental work, and I expect her to be in the lead in the pick'ems next week.
Oh, well, come on, John. I thought you were in the lead.
Yeah. Hey, let me end with this one. Cultural rot. There's been so many organizations out there that just got all into their ESG, and they had to take a social cultural stance, and just getting away from what they were actually created to do. And then you have organizations that chose not to. You can look at things like MyPillow and Goya Foods and whatever else. But how about this? I just find it to be somewhat unique that there's only one Major League Baseball team that chose not to bend the knee to the pride pressure. Who is that one team? Pray tell, who would that be?
Let's think. Probably the world champion, like the World Series champions.
Texas Rangers. I call that karma on the one hand. Mm. Some folks look at it and find a spiritual component there, maybe. I also look at it and go, and you know what else? They just stayed focused on winning. They weren't going to get dragged into cultural fights. They weren't going to try to alienate their fans. They weren't dedicated to doing things that just ticked people off. They were dedicated to winning.
What do they get there to do? They're there to win and play baseball. They're not there to worry about all the cultural stuff.
That's exactly right. 29 out of 30 Major League Baseball teams hosted Pride Nights, but the Rangers' refusal to give in to the pressure is what the Washington, write-up called a courageous stand against a tsunami of corporate wokeness. So I love that. Cultural rot, yes, it's out there. It is. But there are still good organizations that are just doing what they do because that's what they're there for. And they're not worried about trying to offend everybody or just they're just doing what they do. Which, you know what? How refreshing is that? And they point out in here, you got places like the LA Dodgers. They got all kinds of backlash for having these Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence that mock Jesus and just do things that are designed to be offensive. A soul's mission is to disgust Christians with all the grotesque acts they can find. Dodgers, where'd they wind up? Texas Rangers took the title. I love it. Cultural rot's out there, but so are good people that won't bend the knee. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here on Monday. Y'all have an amazing weekend. We'll see you then.